CrossFit School Sweat Podcast, episode 19. In this episode, I will answer some questions that some of you submitted to me. Q&A with the coach. So, thank you to those that submitted their questions. There were quite a few questions that were kind of duplicates, just worded a little bit differently. So, I'm just going to kind of go through this list. First, kind of a smart-ass question here, but, you know, whatever. That's how we all roll here. It says, how does the family feel about the garage being unusable for cars? Well, before the garage gym was even started, my wife and I, probably 2 years before that, had switched to being a one-car family, which was my Chevy truck, which was never parked in the garage in the first place, so it hasn't had an impact. So there you go. Question number two, what inspired you to start the gym? Well, and then there's some other questions that were kind of similar, like how did I get CrossFit? Oh, nice, big, nice truck outside. Sorry for that interruption. Anyways, so how did I start the gym? How did I get into CrossFit? First, I saw CrossFit on ESPN, the 2012 CrossFit Games. It was like a recap because it was such a small, little-known sport that they didn't broadcast it live. It was like months after the fact, and it was just a highlight show. And I just happened to stumble upon it, thought it was freaking awesome watching these people do these workouts. And so I started looking into it. I would read articles on the CrossFitJournal.com or the CrossFit.com website and the CrossFit Journal. There are lots of print articles about just stories of different gyms and how what they had done in the community. They also had video stories, little documentaries of different gyms and how they started and the impact they had in their communities. And I thought that was just so awesome, the stuff that was happening in these CrossFit gyms, how they were making an impact in their communities and changing people's lives. Sorry. And I just kind of thought, man, that would be cool. But I wasn't even coaching CrossFit at the time or anything. And then sitting around with some friends one day, and I was doing CrossFit on my own, and we were talking about it, and I said, well, what I think would be really awesome someday would be to own my own gym. Just kind of said it, and the friend of ours, she says, you totally should. You're a great coach, because I had coached her kids for baseball and stuff for many years, and it was just like, yeah, I should, and that's how I kind of got the idea and the notion to get started, and didn't really have any kind of starting a gym experience, of course, or even knowledge about how to get started. So I just did what I did, and here we are. So that's how I got things started. Another question. What is my least and most favorite workout and why? My least favorite are, I don't know if I have a specific workout, but as far as movements go, my least favorites are the ones that I can't do because I can't do them. So handstand push-ups, I can't do them, so it really pisses me off that I can't do them. Obviously, muscle-ups, I can't do those. We don't even have the space to set up to work towards them, really. We can do some modified stuff, but things like that I can't do. Other movements I can't do. Pistol squats. Man, pisses me off that I can't do those, so I freaking hate them. But I hate that I can't do them. If I could do them, I'd probably think they were great. What are my favorites? I don't really have favorites. I mean, every time you look at a workout and it has a specific move in there, there's like some moves that you think, okay, that's going to be a good one. That's going to be tough, or in this format, that's going to be really hard. That's going to be the easy part. But, you know, I just like doing all of it. So, most favorite, I don't really have one. Least favorite is the things I can't do because I wish I could. What is my ultimate goal for CrossFit School of Sweat? And then we have also some other questions that were submitted were very similar. What is my personal goals? What is my goal for someday having an outside location? Or what kind of equipment would I like us to have someday? So what are the kind of goals that I want for us? I would like us to have an outside location out of my house. I know it's really convenient for all of those people that live here in the neighborhood, and that's great. I would want to get something close by. If you've been around long enough, you know I got pretty close about a year or so ago to moving out, but things just didn't work out. But I think if we had a different outside facility, it would attract more people and we could make a bigger impact. Also, it would be... it would just be more spacious. We wouldn't have crowding issues and things like that. Bathrooms would be phenomenal. My personal goals, I don't really have any personal goals other than to continue to do the best I can every day and get a little better. At the stage of life I'm in, I don't expect to set any drastic PRs in anything. But I want to maintain as much as I can. And every once in a while, if I can hit a new PR on something, that's great. But ultimately, my goal is to live to 100 years old. And so I'm barely just over middle age. So I got to take care of myself to get there. As far as equipment goes, I don't really think there's any special equipment we could get or any other equipment we could get that wouldn't drastically reduce our already limited spacing while we're here in the gym. So like some stationary bikes would be cool, but again, it would take up a lot of space. Another GHD would be cool, but the two we got take up a lot of space already. The rowers are cool, they're easy to move out of the way, but you know, assault bikes or other GHDs would not be that way. I would love for us to be able to do rope climbs. Obviously, the ceiling is not high enough for that. As far as other equipment, I mean, I think we pretty much got everything covered. If you have some ideas on some stuff, you've seen somebody using some stuff and you'd like us to have it, let me know, because I will definitely look into it. Sandbags are a really cool tool to use for a lot of things. But again, they take up a lot of space when you're storing them. So that's the issue with that. My ultimate goal for the gym itself would be for it to just, actually it would be for the gym to be big enough, have a big enough population of members that I could do this full time, not have to have my job as a contractor, have a couple more classes, maybe even have an assistant coach to alleviate some of the coaching responsibilities from me. But again, that probably wouldn't happen until we got to an outside location. But those are my goals, personal, gym, location, equipment related. Last question here. What is most rewarding about being a coach? The most rewarding thing to me about being a coach is... when I saw Susan running for the first time, when I saw Carol do handstand push-ups for the first time, when Lisa ran a 5K for the first time, Candy ran a 5K for the first time, all of these types of things. When I see Peter just blast through workouts, just hardcore, nonstop, because he has the capacity to do that now. It's incredible. Just seeing all of you guys do the best you can and constantly improving on that stuff is great to me. So the little things, Jerry jumping rope and hitting like 40 in a row. That was the first time that happened. It blew me away. So stuff like that. Robin running that marathon last year. You know, we worked together kind of. She did her endurance running training on her own, but we worked together to work that in with her CrossFit training and modified her CrossFit training to do that kind of together. And when she hit that lifelong goal, that was awesome. So just seeing all of you guys hit those personal milestones or hit that certain move for the first time, those are the best things for me because I know I had a hand in helping you achieve it. So there you go. Q&A with the coach. Everybody that's sending your questions, thanks. I appreciate it. I hope you guys all continue to get better and I can help you do that. And our gym will grow and be a strong little community here of people just doing the best they can. All right, I'll see you in the gym.